One of the stars who made his exit last night was our good mate Manu. And we're going to play this moment. If you're not watching the show, it is hardcore. These are celebrities. They're actors. They're sports people. They're chefs. And they're being put through proper SAS training. Now, Ant Middleton, the DS, was telling them they were about to be put into a, what do you call that,
a
Nick?
Car.
A car.
Like a big car.
It was going to be submerged in water and they had to get out. And you're going to hear the audio. Manu, our dear friend, is number six.
And the safest place to go down is in water. There's a DS in the vehicle right now. That will be you. Seatbelt on. Hands on steering wheels. You'll be lowered into the water. You haven't even tried it, number six, have you?
I know.
You know?
Yep.
But how do you know?
I'm giving you my number and stuff.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to give me your number?
Yes, Steph.
Come and give it to me.
Yes, Steph.
It's my favourite exit on the show this far, and we've got Manu joining us live from Sydney. Manu, it was the confidence with which you handed your number over, and Ant could not talk you into staying.
I felt like saying, don't you understand English? You want me to say it in French?
But did you, when you were sick, because I don't think anyone's ever left before attempting the challenge. You just heard what it is. And what happened in your brain? What did you decide?
No, it wasn't on the day. It was the day before already. You know, when I was high in 30 meters on this rail. Oh, yeah. I was already going, what the heck am I doing here? Even though that I was wanted to do that challenge, walking, you know, in the sky, my legs was jelly. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And then the next challenge was the tunnel. Oh. And then I thought, I can't do this. All right. And I didn't get to do the tunnel because Sam Burgess was in there for too long and the day was running out. But then the DS says, don't worry about you guys. You're going to be doing this as well. And I lost sleep over that. I couldn't sleep all night. And then I said, I'm going home. And then the next morning I said, no, listen, I'm going to try that next challenge just to see what it is. And we drove for like 45 minutes to this lake. And I saw the car hanging over the water. And I was already saying, all right, you go for it, buddy. You can talk as much as you want because I'm going.
Mate, you seem like you're in pretty good nick. I hope you don't mind me saying that. But, mate, when you had your top off, you'd lost a lot of weight. You look great. So
I was the lightest and the fittest I've ever been since I was 20 years old.
Like, how long did you train for that? Because you look
I
fit.
I trained for 6 months.
Before you went on?
Yeah. Wow. Physically, I was top form. And it's just the psychological stuff that I couldn't handle with. And because, simply as I said, I've got a much better life at home. You know what I mean?
Well, there was
I wanted to push myself physically, and I knew I could do that. But I wasn't aware. You can't train the mental
the
stuff.
Mind.
You know, you can't do that. So we didn't have that training, and I was soft.
Well, I don't think you're soft at all, because I think you got through the toughest challenge a French chef would ever face. My wife's family, the French people in her family. The most French thing I've ever heard anyone say was you over breakfast.
The course's limited rations is testing celebrity chef Manu Fieldel.
You're not having much luck with this.
I'm trying. You don't normally eat porridge? Well, not like this.
No, I don't eat porridge. Full stop.
Oh, full stop, man. You're gonna need the
I
carbs,
food.
Man.
I eat food.
I'm just offering. Do you want it?
Oh, if you're gonna throw it away, I'm eating.
Yeah, no way. You cannot throw food away, monsieur.
Monsieur, qu'est-ce que tu fais?
No, that's not food.
Oh, better for moi.
The porridge. I thought I was going to see you quit over breakfast.
I'm telling you, there's only one thing in life that I don't enjoy is porridge. If you have to add fruits and honey and sugar to a thing to make it taste good, what's the point to have it in the first place? Cardboard, wet cardboard, that's what that is.
Do you know, speaking of food, Manu, I know you're back on because yesterday I was watching you on Insta make what is the looked like the most amazing sauce for your steak.
He
literally got
sauce, yeah.
I don't know, I had it on mute because I had my baby with me, but I just saw butter and then I saw you get a whole block of blue cheese and melt it into the butter.
Yum.
And I just went, I reckon he's out of SAS mode. Yeah.
Now his arteries are in it.
No, hang on, hang on. It was a steak with a salad on the side and the sauce. It's not, you know, chips and potatoes and, you know.
It looked amazing. Now, back onto SAS for a second, though. Can you tell, because you were in there, you were in the mess with these people, and there's lots of things that wouldn't go to air. Like, who do you think is the most mentally and physically, is fit enough to do this course and win it? What's the insight you can give us into the other people in there?
I think, listen, anyone who's been a sports athlete for many years, people who've been forced to push themselves to the limits, you know, Olympians and all of those guys, that their life is to better themselves on a daily basis and suffer to be number one. I think those guys have got a better chance than me.
Yeah. Yes.
Mate, this year you've ticked off dancing again. You've been SAS. What's next? Love Island, Survivor, Jungle.
I just want to host. I don't want to do anything else.
Well, we love having you on the telly, even if it was very briefly on SAS Australia.
The honesty is the best.
I know. Best. Still, I just loved it. I'm not doing it. I'm out. And the quote, I've just got a good life. I don't need to do this. Manu, we look forward to seeing you on the tellies again soon. But right now, you can keep watching this Monday night, 7:30 on Channel 7 and 7+. Thank you for joining us, Manu.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.